You are listening to Something Rather Than Nothing. Creator and host, Ken Vellante. Editor and producer, Peter Bauer.
This is Ken Vellante, and I am here with Heather Dean for an episode of Something Rather Than Nothing. Heather, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. I like a lot of guests, as far as seeing their visuals and seeing what they do, I connected with Heather on her Instagram, and I expressed to her just a love of her art, doodling, creations, and it had a really good vibe for me and spoke to me, like, from what she did to me. So I've asked Heather on to ask these important questions since I love her work. Heather, first question. I know you're chomping at the bit and you're ready to go.
Let's hear it.
All right. So Heather Dean is born. Is she an artist when she's born?
100%. Yes. I like was very specific, like as like a very young child, like I would only wear clothes that had animals on them and like cowboy boots with fringe and like leggings. And like, I was very, like, I wouldn't wear anything else. Like I was very like literally like just from every, like from as early as I can remember, like I just like had like a vision of like, and I was like very like specific. And I think those idiosyncrasies like ended up, like I look back and I'm like, oh yeah, I definitely was just an artist. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Did you find yourself? Go ahead.
Yeah. And also, you know, like my father was like also an artist and drew like a lot of like comics and cartoons and stuff. So he taught me how to draw. And then once I learned how to do that, it was like, it was on, you know?
Were you the one who was always kind of like doodling or sketching and making kind of like uncommon connections with what was around you and displaying those?
Oh yeah. I mean, like I would draw with my dad, and we drew the like David Bowie and the Spiders from Mars like band.
Yeah.
But like they'd all be wolves. Like, whoa. And we would like, I think I still have that drawing somewhere. I'll have to post it. But
I'd like to see it. Pausing the important podcast. Would love to see that piece. Go ahead, Heather.
Yeah, I gotta unearth it somewhere.
So, you live in Southern California, and I don't know, right around you is a vibrant art scene, but a lot of people think art and creation and movies and expression and maybe sun and all that type of thing. I wanted to ask you about art itself, right?
Okay. Yeah.
One of the things, and I'm going to ask a big question up front because, okay. I'm really interested in hearing your thoughts about, you know, what is art? Like a definition for you, or when you do it, is the work that you're doing, you're creating, what is art? What's the whole type of thing in your creativity?
So art is a portal to the dream world.
Yeah.
Just kidding. But like, kind of not. I mean, it's like a portal to a different dimension. No, I mean, for me, it's like, it's like the act of creating is like a respite from like boredom and just like the trauma of like living.
Yeah.
Like it's literally like, it's a total escape for me. And like, I'm very selfish about my art because I'm like, I'm just going to do what I want. And, I'm just going to be authentic and like, I don't really care like if it's successful at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like art to me is, therapy, like, yeah. You know, and it's like, something that I take pleasure in doing. And it's really important to like enjoy what you're doing. Like, I kind of think of life as like that scene, like on the Titanic where like it's sinking and like there's like those guys playing the violins.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
As it's sinking, and like they know they're gonna die, but they're like playing the violins, like they're gonna go out doing what they enjoy, and that's kind of how I see life and art.
Damn, that's just that shit's profound, Heather. Damn.
Did that wake you up this morning? Yeah. Okay.
I think you captured it for me right there. hey, I want to dig in because I know I could talk to you about it with kind of like processing in how you're drawing and illustrating and doodling.
Sure.
And I don't mean doodling as, you know, the kind of dismissive term, but just kind of like the stuff that we're doing. You know, I think a lot of people do that. I've done it over time and I found it very interesting because doodling, like in writing and drawing kind of the strange type of things where I am has been something that I've done, but it's been like the only continual art practice that I've had throughout my life, but I've always right. been dismissive of it. And so one of the things I wanted to ask you about the process in here's my impression. My impression is when I'm doing that and creating those things or juxtaposing things, or I'm in a long meeting and doing that, creating in that type of way, that I know that the process in itself is supposed to be helpful or supposed to be like some sort of physical right. thing that you're doing to help you. And I've always struggled or throughout the show with a little bit of a back and forth between the process of doing that and the thing that you create. And I think that artists themselves are sometimes like super attached to, as long as I'm moving my hands like this and putting these colors here and then that, whatever the hell the damn thing is at the end of it, who gives a shit? Whereas, right. you know, more some would be like, well, I like the process and I'm tied to the process, but my picture of my little perfection and world, the output is super important to me. What is your relationship with your process of doing that and, you know, kind of like what you end up putting out there?
Yeah. I mean, for me, like, it's kind of easy because, like, the process is, like, way more important for me. Like, I kind of feel like if the end product is cool, that's awesome. But like the process of making stuff, like I just feel like people should spend more time doing that. Like it's like a cool way to stick it to the man is just like spend your time like making cool shit. Like yeah, the process yeah. itself is like super important. Like I'm not, you know, I feel like, you know, we're like in this very like hyper capitalist like society where like the finished product is like, you know, fetishized or whatever. But like, I yeah, think yeah. like the actual making of it, especially art, because it's like, it's a total like, fuck you to spend all your time doing that. You know, it's like, you're, you know, yeah. cause it's like, it's labor that you're not alienated from. Like you're like into it, you know? And so it's like, I don't know. That's kind of just how I see it.
It has a decent chance to be yours kind of, yeah. or yes. Right.
Totally. Like it's a different kind of work. And, you know, I feel like just like the act of doodling to me, like that's like, that's so cool. Like, it's like the best part, like the just experimenting and just the activity of drawing yeah. or doodling is like really important. And we lose that. Like, I feel like it's like a playfulness that we lose, like gets kind of beaten out of us as we get older. Like we all start out as artists. We're all drawing with crayons and coloring and drawing things, and we're asked to draw things when we're little, you know. It's like that's a skill that we have, you know, and then it gets kind of beaten out of you. And I think it's important, like, you know, like to retain some of that playfulness and in your adult life. I think it's really important to play, and you know, I think that's what doodling and art making like is for a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for saying that. I want to ask another piece related to it that has to do with my experience and then kind of asking about, you know, your connection to it. I found sure. it so interesting when I was talking about how I would create maybe a little bit more informally, like some of the things that you do and kind of draw where you are. And what's really interesting to me is that through the show, I found out that like I recognize that I've always done that. But I became interested in the fact that I identified that I created, when I would do that almost all the time, would be to create geometric shapes that were ordered, that were angled, that built on top of each other. And there could be 10 of them, or they could be like 2,000 of them. Like, and I, so for me, it was all geometric. And I had a guest on, Raven Juarez, on episode 100. And she was talking a couple pieces that really kind of blew my mind. One was like, well, rather than expressing the chaos, I'm paraphrasing, but rather than expressing the chaos around, you're like establishing order, like in your head, order, shapes. Like you're like, your mind's just saying order, order, fit, fit, fit. And I became so deeply interested with what it is that I would create in that situation and what would be revealed, like what's revealed in doing that. When I describe that for me or people that know me, they think that because of some of the maybe more weird or eccentric things that I'm attracted to or like the display and things like that, to be like, it seems really odd that you're like, these are control pieces rather than expression. I don't want you to try to figure that out because we don't know each other that well. But as far as your process in like in your creation, are you trying to like create things new? Or are you trying to order your world? Are you just being like, here's the dream world, the vessel to the dream world? Like, what's going on for you in that process?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it really matters what exactly you're doing.
Thank you.
It's cool. It's fun. You enjoy doing it. It's fun. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm pretty hedonistic about my work. Like, I'm like, the minute like someone tries to like box in what I'm doing, like I'm like, fuck you. Like I, and then I just like, do something completely opposite. You know, it's like,
yep.
Like I might have like a, what's it, oppositional defiance disorder. Like, or like, I don't know. Like, I don't really think like too much about like the, like maybe more the content, but like, I don't really think so much about like my intentions as like, as far as if I'm compensating for other things by doing art the way I do, like, it's kind of just like my own little like slice of like freedom. Like it's like, you know, and freedom's like very important to me.
Yeah.
And
same here.
I feel like my art and like my process of just like doing whatever, like it's like, that's a really big part of like my personal freedom. And you know, I'm not even like super concerned with other people seeing it. I mean, like, that's cool if people see it and like it affects them or touches them in some way. But like, that's not like, I don't need that like validation from other people. Like, I kind of like have my own, like, I have like, I don't know, maybe my dad just like bred it into me, like this self-importance and grandiosity, like,
like, of your expression, right? Of you being able to say what you want to say. Yeah.
Yeah, and like I'm like confident in my work. Like I'm not like this like tortured artist who's like, oh, I fucking hate this and I need to tear it up. Like I'm like, I see my work and I'm like, oh, it's fucking rad. Like, why didn't I make that sooner?
Well, we talked about this on a little bit before, but I want to tell the audience that what I think is just funny and tantalizing of the idea of that you had produced the work that it's awesome that it didn't even have a title, but you said you produced it, a doodle made while in support group, and it was and you could tell more of the detail, but you know, always talking about a visual to the listeners is difficult, but I want to tell you that for me, it's like this rodent with the Miss America sash across and the teeth. And for me, in my little brain, it was like some sort of weird rodent Courtney Love on stage and vulnerable. That's what it was for me. And I told Heather, I was like, Heather, man, I got to tell you, man, I freaking love this. And so Heather and I had to deal with the fact that she was like, what the fuck do you like? Like, what is this thing? Like, that was just something I put together. And so I became fascinated by the experience of like, and this happens with other guests, you know, I like the work, but like how you produce something, I'm like, that shit is fucking brilliant. And you are like, okay, cool, dude. So I just wanted to note like that kind of, I think like when anybody puts out a song or a picture or a photograph, the person on the other hand can be so personal. They're like, that speaks to me. And I don't know why.
But right. That's, yeah, I'm really, I'm like very like, I don't know. I enjoy that you reacted that way to that piece. Like it's literally like I, you know, a lot of my work is like very dark, like dark themes and stuff. Because I'm like, I'm attempting to love that part of myself that like went through fucked up shit, you know? Mm-hmm. But a lot of my work is just like really impulsive and humor is really important to me.
Oh yeah.
Like humor is like a huge part of what I do. And like it's, you know, I probably also learned that from my dad, you know, because he drew a lot of like cartoons and comics and it was always funny, you know. But yeah, that Miss America piece, like I literally was just like bored in this like group and I was like, I'm going to draw a groundhog like that has really nice hair. And like it was just like very like spontaneous and I don't know. I feel like when I lose that, like when I'm like, when I think too much about what I'm doing, like it just totally like kills the vibe. You know, it's like
sometimes
you just have to draw a groundhog wearing a Miss America sash.
And thank you for doing that as well. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime, Ken.
Anytime. So I just wanted to point out that kind of unique experience, and that was a great joy. Heather, all right, you talk about art, and I know you have some thoughts about like what art's supposed to be doing. I don't know whether it's for you or kind of like maybe a disruptive element, or
you mentioned freedom.
You know, I don't want to speak for you, but so what I want to ask is, what is the role of art that you think? And I'm saying maybe for, you know, yourself. I know you've talked a bit about that for yourself, but what about us as humans? What's the role of art? Like, what are we doing with art? Why do we need it?
You know, I don't know that I have like a very noble answer about that. I mean, I kind of feel like it's like an impulse to document, you know, just and pass the time, you know, like it's I'm not sure that it's like this big like way to communicate things. Like I don't know. Like for me, like it's more like the role of art, it for me is like to like make, I don't know, just like life more enjoyable and like more authentic. And I honestly, when I'm drawing like doodles of like cartoons or comics or like, you know, because I do like fine art like painting and shit too, but like I love doing like drawing comics and little doodles and stuff, because like I don't know, I feel like I'm hanging out with my dad again, you know, because he died when I was 17. Oh, and God. He had brain cancer and, you know, he was a really big, important part of my life and I was really close with him. And, I'm kind of like, I'm very much like him. And so it's like, I feel robbed of like that relationship. Cause like, you know, we would have still been drawing together, you know, if he was around. So when I like the role of art for me, like it makes me feel connected to him and it makes me feel like, you know, like my existence isn't completely futile, you know,
And thanks for sharing that too. And I heard, you know, in your comments before about that, he had imbued within you the confidence of being like, all right, if you want to, if that's what you're putting out there, then do it. Like you're confident that way. And that the size of that gift is amazing, because I talk to a lot of artists without, it doesn't make everything perfect and easy, but having the gift of that affirmation is, damn, right. that's that's what you got going for him. And I'm happy. Sorry for your loss, but happy to hear about that you're able to take that, you know, into your practice.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like, I would like show him stuff and he would just be like, great, like do more, like, you know, make more. And, you know, he was very like subversive too. And like, really just like enjoyed like making sure that I like never like lost that like playfulness and like childlike quality of like being rebellious and like being in like, you know, being assertive and like, you know, just expressing, you know, myself. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I had another question in, it's again, a bit general and conceptual. It could be answered a thousand different ways, but the question I tend to ask guests is, what or who made you who you are?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think I was really highly influenced by my father, like I've said. And, you know, I was just encouraged by him to pursue art. And then I ended up actually like majoring in sociology in college. And I wanted to be a college professor. And then like I totally like dropped out and like just started doing art classes and stuff. But yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure like he made me like a lot of who I am, just like my taste in things and like even like the music that, you know, because I used to play in a band, like I used to play guitar and stuff. And so we just hung out a lot. And so like he just influenced like his like musical taste and art taste and stuff like rubbed off on me. But you know, both my parents were very supportive of like me being creative. Like if I wanted to go to art school, like I could have done that, you know, like I always like, you know, they were always very supportive. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And I heard you mention music, a lot of influences on music. Hey, if I saw you and we hanging around and chatting like this, I'd be like, hey, what the heck you listen to?
I'm like, I really love like right now, like I'm listening to, like Kurt Vile and Brian Jonestown Massacre. And I like a lot of like 60s psychedelic stuff.
Cool.
And like a lot of like, you know, like I'm a big like Elliott Smith fan.
Oh yeah.
So, yeah, just, I have like a very, like, it's very eclectic. So.
Yeah. 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 I did, an episode a little while back with the guy who did the Elliott Smith documentary called...
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Well, his name is Nicholas Rossi, and I am spacing out on the name of that, but I will... But he did the documentary on him and incredible access to stuff like radio, like live performances on Eugene, Oregon radio of Elliott Smith. So like some really... wonderful stuff. I'll make sure I.
Oh,
that
rad! Very
yeah,
cool.
Along the way,
very
I'm up cool. in Oregon, so I'm close to the source on all that stuff. So, all right, Heather.
Just one more thing. Just one more thing.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers is my favorite band
course.
Ever.
Oh,
and like that's like in the constant rotation. Like as someone who grew up in the Valley, like especially. Like if you don't like Tom Petty, like you can like take a dirt nap, like in as far as I'm concerned.
We share that. Maybe I haven't expressed it so crassly, but yes, we definitely share that. No, Heaven Adores You is the name of the documentary.
Yeah. Okay. Right? Okay. I've heard of that.
Heaven
yeah.
Yeah. Heaven Adores You. So got to that. So, Heather, why is there something rather than nothing? I've led you to the most profound question that we
pretty profound stuff.
Yeah.
You know, when I saw that question, like this is going to be nerdy because I'm like a total nerd and I like to read a lot of stuff.
That's cool.
I saw that question. I thought of Viktor Frankl was my first.
Oh, damn. Wow. Yeah.
Like I was like, oh, that's such a Viktor Frankl. Like that would be a great question to ask Viktor Frankl. I mean, I feel like we create the something out of nothing. I feel like that's a lot of what art is like making treasure out of trash.
Wow. I love that. I love that you said that the author's name, Viktor Frankl.
And, yeah.
That I hadn't thought of him in, so I really appreciate your answer because yeah, maybe that's a lot of what he's talking about in his great writing.
Right. Wow. I mean, I feel like you can transform, you know, the terrible things you've been through, and create and you create like you give your own meaning to it.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's kind of, yeah, that's what art is, you know?
Dang. I really love that. I really love that. So Heather, I was wondering, for the listeners out there, I am able to, I love your art that you create. I love chatting with you. What about for, Something Rather Than Nothing listeners where they can, you know, find Heather Dean's art?
Yeah, no, I'm happy to share my, my Instagram, is, at Heather Diener, and, I will switch it off private mode in preparation for people to look at my shit, you know. If you want to see my sardonic like doodles and paintings, come hang out on IG with me.
Sardonic, yes. I'm down with the sardonic. I'm a down with your theory of the violins playing as the bow of the Titanic goes down. While there is great threat and peril within that, there is great joy and beauty of the sound that's produced.
Violins, dude. Violins.
Violins. Heather, I wanted to thank you very deeply for hanging out with me, accepting me and my interest in your work and for you sharing it. And like I said, it's been a really fun experience. And the humor in your works, you know, and making me laugh in weird ways you'd never know about it. Thank you. But thanks for coming on the show and sharing with us.
You are very welcome. Thank you so much for having me. That was fun. And it's always a pleasure to talk about, you know, humor and art. So that was great. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Heather. And I hope we chat again soon.
Absolutely. Keep in touch.
This is Something Rather Than Nothing.